Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial here in Silicon Valley. Eric has been helping people retire for 26 years now. And Eric, as always, it's great to be here with you again. What the heck have your retirees been talking about this past week?
Yeah, well, it's open enrollment season, and I think we've talked already in the show previously about picking some of your benefits and all that stuff, but the other one that people kind of neglect, I think, is a stock purchase plan, and the other one would be the RSUs, or restricted stock units. So the SPP, the stock purchase plan, some places are great, some are bad. I mean, I was working with a client from Oracle, and they get a 5% discount the day before it buys. That's it's nice, but if the stock drops 6% the next day, which with recent volatility could easily do, that's not much of a discount. But the ones I'm talking about are really the ones that are the 15% discount between the lowest of the the 6 month period, the start and the end. That's been kind of the more traditional stock purchase plan model, and with those, there's no reason to ever or to never not do them. You should always be doing those because you can always do a same day sale. So say it's March 1st to September 1st. You fund it for 6 months. Maybe you're putting 5-10 grand in there. You're going to instantly get at least a 15% return, if not even more. You can turn around the next day, just put a little reminder on your calendar or your phone or wherever you need to put it, and boom, you sell it and you make the money, and you can then start the process all over again. So why would you not do those? And then the other one is restricted stock units, same kind of thing. Those are usually just issued at certain times, sometimes it's quarterly, sometimes once a year. The company goes, gives you those shares. They turn around, sell almost half the shares just to pay the taxes on the whole thing. And then you get to keep what's left over. Well, the problem with that is your stock or your company better than every other company out there? Or is it more of a safer place to invest? Or is it more diversified? Probably not, on all those accounts, right? So you got to have a plan. And, when you sell those stock purchase plan dollars or the RSU dollars, those stocks, then what? Where's that money going to go? So there's two types of people I find. Some that don't even sell, don't even pay attention. And they just end up with a bunch of the company's stock, which could be good or could be bad, depending on how that company's done. And then there's the other kind where they do the sale, but then they forget to do anything with the cash. So then all of a sudden you find out they've got 50, 60,000 that's been building up in this money market at maybe 1% now. So that's one of the things to do is really have a plan for that. And of course, we're always talking about having a plan, right?
Exactly. That's what this show is all about, making sure that you have a plan for your retirement. And one retirement planning discussion focuses on net worth, and then the other one focuses on net income. So why don't you explain how those conversations differ when you talk to your retirees?
Well, most people, when they're talking about net worth, you can talk about your house, but if you're going to live in your house, that does nothing for your net worth in terms of retirement. Yes, you have more money there, but how do you get the money out? You either have to borrow it out or sell, right? So the net worth or net equity in your house isn't quite as useful in retirement unless you're planning on downsizing or moving. So really what most people are talking about is how much to get those 401ks, IRAs, how much to get that nest egg, how big can you get those dollars? And, that is definitely important. You want to have those assets grow. You want to have them be bigger. But when you hit retirement, the rate of return is actually not a huge factor. How much you earn in retirement is not as big a deal as really two things. Is one is how much are you spending? And then how are you taking the money back out? What volatility are you getting hit with? Because if you've got a bunch of money there and all of a sudden there's a bunch of volatility in the market and you take it out, it doesn't come back. It's spent. You used it. So there is no recovering from beyond that when you're cashing in those shares. So the withdrawal process is so much different. And that's why you care more about the income. You want that money coming in. In your 40s, 50s, you care more about having that net worth get bigger. So again, really what we're talking about is having a plan. How do you figure this all out? What we've done is here at Heckman Financial, we actually created a process called Creating the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And Worry Less Wealth, what that is That's where you can worry less about retirement, less about your portfolio, more about going off and having fun, taking those trips you've always wanted to do, or getting those things done you've always wanted to get done. So really what we do is we first and foremost go over an income plan, because that is by far the most critical thing in retirement, is having an income plan. How long is your money going to last? Is it going to last through your whole lifetime, or is it going to run out when you're 75? I mean, you want to know these things ahead of time, because then you can change things. Then how should you invest to get that income? That's the critical part that really a lot of people aren't thinking about until they hit retirement. Then what's the tax ramifications of all those different accounts that you have? And how are you going to pay for healthcare? And what's the legacy? How are you going to leave money behind? So those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can do for you, no cost, no obligation. What we do is we first sit down, have a nice visit, find out what you're worried about, find out where you're at right now. Then we have another discussion where we say, okay, here's the course you're on. Here's some issues that you should take care of. And then it's up to you if you want to fix them or not. You know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, again, all you have to do is pick the phone, call us, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And studies have shown that people do not have a plan for their retirement future, and that can lead to anxiety. Nobody wants that. If you're having questions about your own retirement, will you be okay in retirement, and you want to make sure that you're on the right track, then give Eric a call. He will give you solid, personal, independent advice. That telephone number again, 800-454-1184, 454-1184. And again, check him out on his website, wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com. Today, we're talking about net worth versus net income, and which is more important. I'd like to get into annuities just for a little bit, because, you know, if it's smart to focus on creating a paycheck for retirement income planning, an annuity might help in that area. So could you explain how, Eric?
Yeah, so annuities have been around for a long time. I mean, annuities were really how they paid the Roman soldiers back in King Solomon days. And that's how they got them to, you know, the promise of having some payment when you stop fighting. And in North America, it started actually as a way to pay Presbyterian ministers back in the 1700s. So, you know, they've been around for quite some time. And sometimes people say, oh, I don't believe in annuities. Doesn't mean they don't exist.
That's right. And pensions are annuities.
Right. So Social Security is an annuity, pensions an annuity. All annuity is it comes from the term annual, you know, and talking about annual payments and money coming in. And there's really two types. There's immediate or deferred. For most people, what we're talking about initially is a deferred annuity, meaning we're going to put money in someplace. We're not going to turn on income today because we're 5 or 10 years from retiring. But we want all those benefits to be building up. We want some guarantees to be there, because the market being a lot more shakier, there's a lot more headwinds coming in 2019. So, you know, one way to lock in some money and have some guaranteed funds there is to have an annuity where it can create that income that you need. And also the most critical part is one that you can't outlive. The other one's immediate annuity. Now, immediate annuities typically are, you give $100,000 to an insurance company, they'll start paying you money the next month, but that money's gone. And so you've got some sort of usually minimum period of time that they'll pay you, maybe 5 or 10 years or something if you died early. But regardless, they'll always pay for as long as you live. The ones you got to really watch out for is variable ones, because those have a lot of fees and costs. So that's what we do here again at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. If you want this opportunity, it's a great time to be doing this. You want to take charge of your own financial future, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies will help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things like that you can talk to Eric about. Today, we're talking about retirement planning based on net worth versus retirement planning based on net income. What's one of the myths about retirement planning using net worth? Of course, that refers to the total amount of your nest egg available for retirement planning.
Well, one of the myths is the amount of your nest egg should be like $1 million or some dollar amount. You know, anytime you get hung up on a dollar amount, it's going to end badly, probably, unless it's really large dollar amount. And then it may make you just so depressed, you kind of give up, right?
Well,
so
that's what I'm afraid of, yeah.
I mean, that's not the focus because, I mean, especially in Silicon Valley, a lot of people have $1 million net worth. The problem, it's in their house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless you're going to move or go someplace else, okay, that's not really helping you. That's not giving you that income unless you're going to be Airbnb in all your bedrooms while you're living there, and then it's not maybe exactly the retirement you wanted. and so, you know, really what we're talking about here is instead of watching for these rule of thumbs or arbitrary numbers, it's really more about how much money can you get. So the most critical thing I always try to get, you know, all my clients and even anybody who comes to our seminars and our events, try to figure out how much do you spend on a monthly basis on average. And really then that once you know that number, then that should be your goal. How do I have enough assets to give me that income? And obviously you want some inflation increases down the road and such, but that's the easiest way to figure out, you know, retirement is how much income can I get, not how much dollars do I got.
Right. So you talked about rules of thumb with the $1 million asset amount. What other rules of thumb are there, Eric?
Well, lots of times people like to say you need, I've seen different numbers, 70 or 80% of your pre-retirement income to live on. And let's do a little thought process on that. I've got now 7 days a weekend instead of two. So I've got three times as much time to play and have fun and go do stuff. And I've been working for 30 or 40 years, and I really want to go do some fun stuff.
That's right.
So, so fun stuff usually costs money. What I've found for most of my clients in the first 5 to 10 years, they might spend 100 to 150% of what they used to make. And you kind of go, what? How do they do that? Well, that's because they got more time to do it, right? Yeah, you know, that's the hard part is it's not a flat kind of levelized thing where all I need is 80% of my money. It's like, no. You're going to need a lot more initially because, you know, you're going off having fun, doing all those things. And then, you know, after a while, it starts calming down, right? So it's kind of like when you first get a license and you get a car, you're going to drive everywhere with your friends, do all sorts of crazy stuff, right? And then after a while, you kind of get sick of driving, so it's not super exciting just to drive for the sake of driving anymore. So same thing with retirement. You've been wanting to do all these things, and then after a while, you're like, okay, I've seen most of those, done most of those things, and then you'll calm down. So that's why we call it the go-go years, is the first usually 5 or 10 years. Maybe 15, then you get the slow go years. These are ones where you're probably not going to be doing as much hiking and other stuff, but you might be doing cruises or organized trips. And then there's the won't go years where you're probably not going to be going very many places just because you don't want to go.
Right.
So that spending pattern changes throughout. And so that's one of the things that you have to really look at is based on how you're saving and where you're at in life, it's going to be a lot more lumpy. It's going to be probably bigger at the beginning for all the fun stuff. And then towards the end, unfortunately, a lot of times it's bigger for all the medical stuff. And so if you said, I'm just going to have a linear kind of spending pattern, it's going to get really messed up because you're going to spend way too much early on, and that's going to cause a shortfall. So again, how do you do this? Well, it always comes back to that same answer. You got to have a plan. And, you know, even though planning is not the most exciting thing, except for, you know, planning vacations or fun things, right? But, you know, if you sit down and you actually take some time to say, okay, now this holiday season, I'm going to do something for myself. I'm going to make sure I'm taken care of for the rest of my life. And then I'll help other people. Because you're going to be able to help other people way better if you're actually financially prepared, right? Yeah, you know, that's why when we sit down, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, this process is very customized just for you. We look at your income plan. How long is your money going to last in retirement? And then we'll tell you the good news or the bad news, but at least we'll tell you. Then we're going to look at the investment plan. How are your investments structured to give you income? What about taxes? Where should what pot, you know, money from first? And then look at healthcare, legacy issues. All those areas are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement, more about having fun, and we're going to do this with no cost to you. How do we do this? Well, we sit down. We have that first visit, go over what concerns you have, what worries you have. Then we go through the second visit, and we say, okay, here's the path you're on, and here's some issues you really should take care of. Do you want to hire us to do that, or you want to do that on your own? That's when you have to decide. So again, no cost, no obligation. We ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, and just give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Now, Eric, if net income is as important in retirement as you say, that must mean that guaranteed sources of income also play a vital part. What role does Social Security play in a retirement income strategy?
Well, we've been doing lots of talks at various libraries around town, really educating people through my nonprofit Financial Knowledge Institute about Social Security and really how do you look at it and how does it fit in? And you know, if all you have, if you have no other assets besides Social Security, yeah, you got to work as long as you can to make it as big a dollar as, you know, as possible. But for most people, they've got some other assets. So then it's like, how does Social Security kind of play a part of this? Where does it fit in? You know, should I take it at 66 or 67? Should I wait till 70? What if I want to retire early? Is it crazy to take it 62 or not? You know, so there's lots and lots of questions around that. And Social Security can be a huge amount of income. I mean, sometimes people say, oh, it's not that big a deal. Well, let's just say your Social Security is, you know, $2,000 a month. Well, that's $24,000 a year. If you had a portfolio paying you 5% interest, that would need $480,000 you'd have to have to get that $2,000 a month. That's a lot of money, you know.
That's a lot of money.
Don't bash Social Security, say, oh, it's not that good or whatever. And then you get the other people who say, oh, it's going to run out of money. It's going to run out of money. Social Security has nothing, first of all, to do with the federal deficit. I know there's been a lot of politicians playing games with that, and it has nothing. It's a fully funded program. If you're working, you're paying for Social Security, not for you, but for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And when you're retired, somebody else is working is going to be paying for you. That's the way it goes. Now, yes, in 2034, Social Security, according to their website, says they're only going to be able to pay 77% of their bills. Oh, yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
there's no doubt about that. You can't just only somehow now pay parts of your bills. You know, if you do that personally, then you're going to be really in trouble. So yeah, that they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to fix something. But historically speaking, they've always kind of did those fixes or those drawbacks to people who weren't on Social Security already. They're usually going backward and going to the people who, you know, haven't started collecting yet. And so, yeah, Social Security, you got to know how does it fit into your overall plan. It's you've got a lot of tax benefits. You don't have to retire and have Social Security turned on right away anymore. Lots of times they're separate. So, you know, you really got to think a lot about Social Security. How does it fit in? Where should you do it? And the only real answer, all those online calculators are total BS. The only real good way to do it is look at your actual income plan and see how does it fit in. Because sometimes people actually should take it sooner. I've had several cases where if the person waited on Social Security, they'd actually run out of money faster than turning on early. And the conventional wisdom is, oh yeah, wait till 70, you have more money. Not always the case. So sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. It depends on your situation. So that's where, you know, really doing some analysis makes a lot of sense.
Of course.
again, if that's something you want to do, there's no cost, no obligation. You just got to pick up the phone, give us a call, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about net worth versus net income and which one's more important. Before we get back to that, though, Eric, we have a segment in our show called Financial Fails. Why don't you tell us about the biggest financial fail that you've seen lately?
Well, I've kind of brought this up, but this is a slightly different variation than others, but it was really just a wrong tax classification. So that sounds funky, but so what I'm talking about is you got to own certain assets in certain right ways, and you have to know why you're going to be using certain assets in certain ways. So in this case, it was a guy who's a consultant. He's done very, very, very well for himself. I mean, he's got $4 or $5 million, you know, saved up and built up, and you know, he's going to have a ton of money to have to take out of his retirement accounts once he hits 70 and a half, and he's getting kind of closer to that. And of course, he'll get Social Security and everything else. Well, someone along the way talked him into buying a variable annuity with an income guarantee added to it. Okay, well, yeah, he's going to have to take money out of his IRAs and other stuff. So I guess that kind of makes sense, right? Have some sort of, you know, income payout. The problem is they had used normal dollars, or what we call non-qualified dollars. Well, this money now has been growing tax deferred, and the first things that come out have to be the interest. Then you get your principal finally after you spent all your interest down. Well, the problem with that is he has to take the money out of his IRA. He will never take this money out of this annuity. I mean, there's almost no case that he'll ever, you know, almost no situation ever where he would ever touch these dollars. Yet he's paying for this income guarantee. The total fees on this account is about 3.5%. And, you know, he did some analysis. He said, yeah, after we met the first time, he's like, yeah, that account's actually, I've now realized, my worst performing account. And I said, well, of course, it's got 3.5% fees.
Right.
Just those fees alone will guarantee you to not do super successful unless they have the best fund manager in the world. And, you know, then maybe it's worth paying that. So that's the hard part is he should not have done that. You know, that if it was with IRA dollars, hey, that would have worked okay. But the crazy part too is, you know, Insurance News reported just recently that Ohio National's getting out of the variable annuity business. Genworth stopped selling them. John Hancock, Voya, Hartford. Voya and Hartford are even selling off their variable annuity business to other companies. So a lot of insurance companies are realizing that there's not as great a future in those products, which is good because I think the fees and costs have been too much. And again, this one was more of a fail of not paying attention to how would you actually use these dollars and would you really use it that way? And he just never really thought about how the money comes back out and where he's going to get his money from.
Right.
Again, it was kind of like the nest egg thing. As long as I got it all built up, hey, it's someplace that's good.
Yeah.
No. You got to know which tax dollars are where. And that's really the fail is not knowing which dollars to put where, or which product to put where. In that case, it would have been okay in the IRA, not good with regular dollars.
All right, Eric, getting back to our topic today about retirement net worth versus net income. How do you use the net income way of thinking with your clients? If you could take us through that, Eric.
Well, the big thing is having an income plan. So that is the only thing any financial advisor who's actually doing any real planning for retirement should be giving you. They if you've got a financial advisor you're working with and you're over 50, they should have been showing you an income plan. And really, even in your 30s and 40s, they should at least show you, hey, here's roughly where your income will be, even though it's probably too far out to be super accurate. And so first and foremost, it says, how much are you going to spend? And so the simple solution to figure out how much you're going to spend and how you're going to get that money out is really saying, okay, take the last 12 months bank statements, divide by 12 all the withdrawals. Assuming you're paying off your credit card from that bank account, then that should also incorporate all your credit card spending. So last 12 months, divide by 12, that's how much you actually spent. And it is so funny. Every single time, I've never had anybody really even get super close to the right number. They're at least 10 to 20% off, if not 30 to 40% off. I mean, I just had somebody last week, same thing. He was like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're totally right. We were off by like $2,000 a month.
Oh my goodness.
I had another guy who's single and he was very analytical and a lot of stuff. He was off by $1,000. So he was committed to figuring out where it went. And part of it was actually he was putting some money into a brokerage account to invest. So I was like, okay, well, that doesn't count as spending. So that is actually good. So he was probably one of the ones who was more closer than I've seen. But again, he was still off. Once you know that number, then you can figure out backward, okay, how much money do I need to have to put off that income, or how much from these assets can I get? I got Social Security coming in, I've got other things. So, how am I going to get that, whatever that number is, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, whatever you need, then we can kind of do the planning around that. And so that's the first, big critical thing. And so that's why we created the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth is, we want an easy process for people to follow. And we want them to not have to freak out and worry about money all the time and instead just enjoy retirement and have fun. And so really what we do is we first and foremost create that income plan, figuring out that number, how do we get that out? And will that money last? If not, we'll at least tell you. And then what investments should be going in there to create that income? What's the tax ramifications of all those different types of dollars? When should you be taking which money from where? And then healthcare issues, legacy issues, that's the five areas of the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, something we want to do for you and your family. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll set up a time to meet. Just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
All right, Eric, you talk about finding a financial professional to help us with our retirement planning. So let's talk about that. What should we be looking for in a financial planner?
Well, first and foremost is how are they licensed? How are they set up just as a business? There's captive versus independent. I started off my career with a big company that sells life insurance from New York. I guess you think you can figure out their name from that. And the hard part there was, I had to obviously sell their insurance. I had to use their mutual fund family. At the time, we had the worst, most expensive 529 for college savings. And so if somebody asked me about it, I'd say, yeah, we got one. I guess I can help you. And I was not very happy with it. That's because anytime you're what they call captive, that means those companies are telling you what you can and can't use. If you call up State Farm, they're not going to give you a quote for Geico. Right? I mean, you kind of know that going in. And so I always kind of use the example, if you go into a Toyota dealership to buy a Ford truck, they're going to say, hey, we got trucks. Why don't you go look at one of ours? And now that kind of sounds silly. Why would you do that even, right? The problem is a lot of times people don't know they're doing that. They're going to talk to somebody who they think is a financial advisor who's mostly an insurance salesman. They're going to somebody who they think does retirement planning and helps people get to income. And they're really just an investment manager. So really finding out, first and foremost, how are they structured? How's their business set up? If they have a thing called registered representative on their card, that means they have a broker dealer. That broker dealer dictates what products they can and can't use. If there's something that they say they can't use at all, there's civil and maybe sometimes even criminal penalties if they try to use something different. So they have to use what the broker dealer tells them to use. And so then, your toolbox is very small. And that's the issue I have with that is now you're working first and foremost for that broker dealer, then secondly for your client. And I think that's awful. So for us, we're registered investment advisors. So a registered investment advisor who does not have the term, you know, registered representative on their card, because there's sometimes people are a little bit doing both. But once you have that broker dealer designation, you have to go that route first. As a truly independent registered investment advisor, we get hired by our clients. They pay us. There's nobody in between. We have a fiduciary standard to do what's in their best interest. And that's the way I want it to be. And that's why we've been doing this for the last decade this way. And if you want us to help you, we can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Marilyn Brown Ross will be here talking reverse mortgages, so stick around for that.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgage. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So we always talk about reverse mortgages. That's your specialty. And I guess we always have to kind of start off with, why does a mortgage go backward? Or, right? You know, what does that exactly mean? And get rid of some of the messed up misinformation that people often have.
And there's much misinformation out there.
Right.
Everybody has a different opinion, and most of them, they're wrong, because it really has, reverse mortgage has a very bad name in some cases, because when it started years ago in the 80s, the lender or bank would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage, we have to go on title with you, which was obviously not a good thing, because then they became your partner in your house. And if you sold it, they got half of the equity.
Right.
So that didn't last very long. And it changed right away, way back then. But people hear a bad thing and they tend to keep it in their mind. So I still get my clients today will say to me, oh my gosh, I'd really love to do this, but I want to leave my home to my heirs. I don't want the bank to own it. Well, that's exactly what happens. You leave it to your heirs. It's just a myth that the bank owns it. The bank really doesn't want your house. Everybody thinks, oh my God, the bank wants the house. But my favorite part of a reverse mortgage is when you have a mortgage and you miss the payments, you can be foreclosed upon. With this, you have to pay your property tax, insurance, your homeowner's insurance, and keep the home in decent repair, and nobody could ever foreclose on you because there is no payment due. And the other nice part is, if you want to make the payment, you can. You can pay it down. You come into money. You know what? I want to pay this down. You can pay it down. You can pay it off anytime. No prepayment penalties.
And so if you one of the problems is with a lot of these is they're smaller. The government sets a lending limit that for most people, what it's about, it's 600, right?
But it's 679, 650.
Okay. But for in reality, most people only can borrow out 300 to 400.
Well, it's all based upon the value, which we know in the regular HECM, which is called, HECM is home equity conversion mortgage.
Not Heckman, but HECM.
That's right. Not Heckman, but HECM, which is another name for reverse mortgage. That has the 679, 650 value, max claim amount from set by the government. So if your home is worth $2 million, $3 million, you're only going to get a portion of 679, 650 based on your age. The older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less. So if you have a mortgage, that mortgage must be paid off with the reverse. It will come in and pay off your mortgage, thus you have no payments. So you don't have to make a mortgage payment on the reverse. But, and whatever's left, then that would be, you could take it in a line of credit, you could get it out in a lump sum, you could leave it in the line of credit, which has a growth rate attached to it.
But, but the hard part is 500, 600, you know, 700, 800, who knows?
Absolutely. You know,
so pretty high balances, because maybe they moved around, or often they took money out to pay for college tuitions or stuff like I'm doing and all those other fun expenses that came along. So, I mean, what's the option then? Because if people can, if like, especially if you're younger in your 60s, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get 500 of that 679 for sure.
Yes. The younger you are, the less you get. So if you're 68 and you have maybe a $300,000 or $400,000 mortgage, you probably won't be able to pull enough out of that to get that mortgage paid because it's based on your age. So there is a jumbo product. It's called the Home Safe, and it's really coming along. I mean, it's really catching on. And most of my business today is the Home Safe because the value, the property values are so high that it just, people are looking for more money than just paying off their mortgage with the regular one. I just got a call this morning from a gentleman. He's 85. His wife had a stroke and they need money. They have a $480,000 mortgage. They helped their children buy a house. They took the mortgage out on their home. Now they have this big payment, gave the money to the children to buy the house. He's looking, the regular one, even though he's 85, it won't pay off the 480. It would get close to it, but he'd have to come in with some money. So we're looking at a flex, it's called. That's a fairly new product. It's been out about 2 or 3 months. The jumbo in the past is based on the value of your property and your age again, but not on the max claim amount. So if the property is worth $2 million, you're going to get a portion of the $2
million. Wow, it's a lot better.
A lot better. So, but the thing in the past, you had to take all of that money out at closing. So if you had $800,000 available, you had to take it out. You couldn't leave it in a line of credit or anything. So now they came out with a product a couple months ago. It's called the Flex Home Safe. You can take out 60% upfront and the rest over 5 years in payments per month. So it's much better because you don't start accruing interest on those payments until you use that money. Okay. So it's really a nice product. And I'm showing about three of those right now. The people are excited about it.
And again, this money coming out of reverse mortgage is a loan. A loan is not income. So there's no income tax on this. There's no payment.
You
know,
nothing.
There's no, you know, nothing you have to send. It's not going to mess up your tax return or anything like
that. Nothing. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it doesn't even show on your credit report because you're not making a payment. You have, it shows, of course, it's a lien on your property. But on your credit report, there's no payment to be made. So it doesn't even show on that.
Yeah. So can't be late on something that has no payment.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly right. So it's really a wonderful product. And what I like to do, if anybody's interested, is just call me like the gentleman this morning. I just took a little bit of information. I'm going to go meet with him tomorrow, put together an analysis and show it to him. And that's how I like to do business. I like to meet my clients face to face. Something like this, there's so many companies out there that will say, oh, we'll send you the paperwork. And you never get to see anybody. Right. And my fear with that is once it's closed and you have a question or anything could happen and you go to call them, you never get the return call. That's right. Why I just flew back.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Call me 408-722-0010.
And again, this is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio and we're interviewing Marilyn Brown Ross, who really specializes in reverse mortgages and how to get that money out of that house tax-free. So, you know, if you need any information from us or you want to get a little bit more information on the show, you can always call us 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. So going back to the jumbo product, then, I mean, this could be used for lots of different things. Obviously, it could be pay off the mortgage, but if somebody does want to help, you know, maybe their kids.
Absolutely.
They could do that.
Once you have that money, it's your money. You can do whatever you want with it.
So there's no need, or there's no requirement for anybody showing why they need this money or something. Because sometimes when you're doing a refi, they say, oh, why are you cashing out some of this money? What are you using it for? But with reverse mortgage, there's none of that.
They do ask, what's the purpose? They just want to know, do you just want extra money every month? Mm-hmm. I'd like to have some extra money to travel, to do whatever. They do ask a question like that, but that's all. They just want for a reference to see how people are using the money.
Yeah. And they do actually make you do the counseling, which is a little bit unique. It's not you don't lay down on a couch and have somebody talk to you about your childhood trauma, right?
No.
What kind of counseling is it?
It's a counseling session, and it's really a good thing because they want to make sure the reverse mortgage it seems like there's some elder abuse. Sometimes the children try to talk the parents into doing their reverse mortgage so they get their hands on the money now. Not always, but I have come across that.
Okay.
So the counselors want to know that the person doing the reverse, it has to be your primary residence, so obviously they have to be on title, that they understand about the reverse, how it works, why are they doing it. It's not anybody pushing them. Not children, not me, not anybody. This is something that they want to do. So it's basically so that make sure they understand what's happening. And it's not that big a deal. It can be done. There are counselors you can go in face-to-face, or it can be done on the phone. And it takes maybe 45 minutes. You call, set up the appointment. They call you back on a certain day that you set, and they do ask you. Really, they do a lot of the talking. And then they'll ask you some questions to make sure that they feel comfortable that you are the one wanting this product.
Yeah. And it's more for consumer protection, really.
That's absolutely. It's for the senior.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do have to be 62 before you can do any of these products. So, this is obviously for seniors only.
For seniors only.
It's not something everybody can do.
No.
And so what are some other reasons why you see people doing the jumbo? I mean,
like the gentleman this morning, he said, my wife's still in the hospital. She had a major stroke. I don't want her to go into a nursing home. I want her to come home, stay in my home, and I'll have in-home care for her.
Yeah.
So that's just going to work out perfectly for them.
So what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Call me at 408-722-0010, or they can find me on your your link, I think. You have a link for me.
At wealthcreatorradio.com. Why don't you give the number a couple more times?
408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And thanks for having you. We'll be back next month with you on here, too. So with that, we'll be right back here at Wealth Creator Radio.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year at Heckman Financial. Eric, let's start this segment off with a worryless wealth success story. What do you have for us?
Well, this one's probably a little bit different, but it was just kind of a neat concept. I mean, I got three boys myself, but a newer client of mine, what they've been doing is as each one of their kids pretty much either finished college or was even still sometimes in college and they were working, they would start putting money into an account for them. And the funny part is now their kids have gotten really into it and they're starting to pay attention, watch it. And, initially the parents had kind of picked the funds and the investments in there. But, now they're picking their own and they've really kind of taken to it. And, it's one of those things where one thing to talk about it, But once you see that name on the statement, yours, there's some money there. It's funny how much people all of a sudden, oh, now this is real money. You know, your kids usually don't care about your own 401ks or IRAs or anything because that's not theirs. So they're like, eh, whatever, mom and dad. And so it is a statement where it has their name on it. Whoa, now, you know, these things matter. You know, it's kind of like how gas doesn't cost anything until you have to pay for it to fill the car. And now you care about when you're driving and having to pay for that gas. So, you know, that's one of those nice, fun things to be able to do is start doing that. And, you know, you can do it a couple different ways. You can just open up a mutual fund or a brokerage account for somebody like that. You know, if you want to get a little bit more committed, you can actually, if they're working and they're making some money, if they're making at least $5,500, you can fund $5,500 to a Roth IRA, and then that money would grow tax-free forever. The biggest drawback is if you're talking to somebody who's not even 20 yet, that's 40 years before they can get the money back out. So there's good and bad to doing that. So you may or may not want to commit them to that timeline, but it is actually pretty amazing when you can start building up that money and really helping that next generation out, because there's pretty much a guarantee that there's going to be a lot less money for them from other government sources. There's, of course, a lot of risk about what kind of job are they going to have, or can they even work full time, because they're getting into this gig economy where people aren't going to be able to do stuff as much. So, if you can help them out and kick in some money, hey, that's great. But I always have the big caveat is do not do that at your own retirement. Don't sacrifice your own retirement. There's financial aid for college. There's not financial aid for retirement. Nobody's going to really help you out. So you want to make sure you're taken care of first before you start doing this part. But, again, focus on how you're going to get that money back out. I mean, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you can just try to build up that money. But once you hit your 50s and especially your 60s, you got to start shifting those monies, usually about 5 to 10 years before retirement, to be in the right spots to put that income out. That's why we've created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. I mean, we want you to worry less about your portfolio and finances and more about having fun and enjoying retirement. Again, if you want to do this, no cost, no obligation. We ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, and we'll sit down with you, have one visit, and we'll find out what you're worried about, have another visit where we say, hey, here's the path you're on. Here's some things you might need to fix. Do you want to hire us to help you or not? And that's when you finally decide. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, call us and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. That's the end of this week's show. But again, we'll be here next week. And of course, you can always listen to us on iTunes or actually at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We'll be back with more strategies next weekend on how to plan that blueprint for worry-less wealth retirement. That number to call again, 800-454-1184.
The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.